We'll find some place.
Yeah, fine. Okay, fine. Let's go to Moshe again. We're making the shir. But there's something bigger than being a Ben Torah. It's being a Ben Aliyah. It's all inclusive. Moshe's always after us to be a Mavakish, to do more. Maisa days herself, and his wish should become true. And his wish is not only for himself, that we all should be Bnei Aliyah Beis Hashem.
Amen.
And do good things.
Amen.
And let's start with Torah, and move on to Torah Hashkafa and then Hashkafa. So let's start with Torah. Pasig, a lot of murdic amount of mitzvahs in these two parshas, Achrei Kedoshim combined. Start with Achrei. He's a mitzvah that's negeret us b'zman hazeh. Pasig says, Ishish m'bnei Yisroel m'nager gor b'soichem. He has a chayr oif, lafukeh behemoth. As opposed to a shafach as domai, he shechts it. The Gemara talks about shvicha over here. Shafach as domai, there's a mandom in the Gemara. It's not shchita, because it's shchita life in the Torah. Well, obviously, we la'aloch et shchita, v'chiso be'ofer. It's a din of kisoy adam be'ofer. In fact, the nusach habracha, it's also a shayl in the Paiskim. Pashtus, the Nusach HaBrach, Kisui Dam Be'ofer, reflects this Pasuk. Chiso Be'ofer. Shekshoz HaTzivonu, Al Kisui Dam Be'ofer. So it's a mitzvah today, when one shechts, lamosh, or chicken, we're not eating that many chayas, so when one shechts a chicken, so you have to cover the blood, a mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah beikers on the sheichet, and we're mekayim a mitzvah, right? There's a whole sugya at the beginning of Masechtas Beyu. There's a whole sugya about how to do this on Yom Tov. We all know Melechas Eichel Nefesh is Mutter on Yom Tov. So you're allowed to prepare. So we cook, we bake on Yom Tov, right? In the good old days, not that long ago, they used to shecht on Yom Tov. Not behemoth, because that was Shilas, although Be'ikr didn't, that's also Mutter, but for a long time they have not been shechting behemoth, but they shecht the chickens. It was the norm in Europe. You shechted a chicken and brought it. He went to the sheichet, he shechted, took care of it. That was a fresh chicken, after all. Anything that you need fresh, that's part of Melechus Eichel Nefesh. So the shmuz is, how do you do kisei? You shechted it, you have to do kisei adam. So sugging the Gemara about kisei adam, shalom beishamay beishol, beginning of the Masechta, how to do the kisei adam. Because you have to prepare, you can't start digging into the earth, and you can't start grinding up earth. So it has to be prepared. So shoychet chayvayv b'yontiv, in the first Mishnah Masechta, b'shamer miyachber b'deker, already dig out with a shovel, b'yachasa. B'sover m'lo yishlem ken hoye loy ofer mucham b'yodom, you have to have it ready from beforehand. You have to have it ready beforehand. Shoychet chayvayv b'deker, b'yachasa sh'efe kir muchanu, it has to be ready. It has to be ready. Otherwise, there's yisur m'vol. So you have to have this dirt ready. You're going to shecht on yontiv. You have to have the dirt ready. Fine. It's talking about that you have to have it ready. If you have it ready, so then you could do it on your own. Fine. So there's a famous kasha over here. The famous kasha, Shulchan Aruch, and the halachas of Kisei Adam, obviously brought down this halacha. And brought down furthermore, the halacha, what if somebody doesn't have? What if he doesn't have? Eim chasen. If somebody, misha ein loy offer lachases, lo yishchay. If you don't have offer, then you shouldn't shech. Eliyamten zokter machia lo offer. You have to wait until you have offer. You shouldn't be shechting if you don't have. Fine. So that's understandable. You have a mitzvah of kisei dam. You're going to be mevatel mitzvah say. We learned now. It's a mitzvah say minat Torah, mekayim mitzvah deraisa. So somebody doesn't have offer ready, so you can't shech. You need to have the offer ready. If you don't have the offer ready, you're stuck. You can't shech. Mi shein loy offer lechasis lo yishchay. Right? Lo yishchay. Kum terb shloy me'eger in gilyam arsho and asa velts kasha. There's halacha in Hilchus Tzitzis. It's halacha in Hilchus Tzitzis about somebody who has a talis with either posulit tzitzis or there's no tzitzis. So obviously we all know that if there's no tzitzis, and it's a four-corner garment, you have to put on tzitzis. But if you don't have it, and you don't have it, so you're stuck. You're not supposed to be putting such a thing on, because you're going to be mevatel a mitzvah say of having four tzitzis on your dalek kavos, of having tzitzis on your dalek kavos. So you have to make sure you have tzitzis on your dalek kavos. What if you don't? What if you don't have tzitzis? Is there an isser? Is there an isser to put it on? You don't have tzitzis. Kosem mardcha. The Beis Yosef brings a mardcha and simen yagim hilchot tzitzis. Oimer Reb Shloime Midarvish. Shem nifsek li'ish chut shel talis bit Shabbos. Person's wearing a talis on Shabbos and the tzitzis got ruined on Shabbos. Osel alayv shoy. You can't put it on. Because you're going to put it on, you're going to wear a four-corner garment without kosher tzitzis. You're oiver, and I say, what are you oiver? Doesn't say until you're not allowed to. But being there's a mitzvah, and you're not going to do the mitzvah, it's a bitul mitzvah, say. You are negating the mitzvah, say. That's what the Reb Shloime said. Hey, Shavari. The Reb said, no, it's not true. Delay say. Why? The mitzvah, say, the tzitzis is that when you wear tzitzis, when you wear a talit, put tzitzis on. The Torah never said, do not wear dalek kavos without tzitzis. There's no such issue in the Torah. If there was an issue in the Torah, then you'd be right. Then you can't put on a dalek kavos without tzitzis. You'd be over an issue, but there's no such issue. What is it? There's a mitzvah, I say, that when you are aware, if you have a talis sitting in your house, you're not mechubit to put a tzitzis on it. It's when you put a talis on, when you're wearing it, you have to make sure that that four-corner garment has tzitzis. Zokteri, if that's the case, that means there's a mitzvah, I say, when you're wearing a talis, to make sure that talis has tzitzis. There's no iser to wear it. There's no iser to wear it. So the meila, when it comes Shabbos, a guy at Shabbos and a tzitzis rib, and you can't put tzitzis on Shabbos, that's in melecha derais of kosher, so you're an einus on the melecha, so you're an einus on putting it. There's no iser involved, so just wear it. Because there's no iser. If you held like the obviously Reb Shloime held there was an isser. There's an isser involved. Okay, you can't put it on. But the reason there's no isser involved over here. There's a mitzvah that when you wear a talis, it has to have tzitzis. Okay, but now you're an almus, you can't put tzitzis on. And being there's no isser involved, it's just a mitzvah, and you can't do the mitzvah, you're an honest in doing the mitzvah, so what? Okay, so you don't. Just like a house. You have a chiyuv to wear, have a mezuzah on your house. If you don't have a mezuzah, is there an isser to live in the house? Not an isser to live in the house. You're just missing a mitzvah of putting the mezuzah on the house. So here too, you're missing the mitzvah of putting tzitzis on. But you can't do it. You're an einus, so go ahead and do it. La'alocha l'maisa, this halacha is brought down, la'alocha l'maisa. We use it in a case where somebody is sitting with a talis, and he doesn't have another talis to put on, and he'd be mevuyish, he'd be embarrassed to sit there without a talis. We're saimach on this heter la'alocha. We're starting to say, what's the heter? Again, there's a mitzvah say. There's no isser in the Torah. There's just a mitzvah say. There's a mitzvah say. He's an honest. There's nothing he can do about it. So, aybazai, wear it. So put it on. You're not being over anything. Elamai, you're being over. You're not making the mitzvah. Regarding the kiyum, he's an honest. There's nothing he can do about it. That's the halacha in Hilchos Tzitzis. Freik v'chloim eger akasha. I have a stira from the mitzvah of tzitzis to the mitzvah. I have a steer from the mitzvah of tzitzis to the mitzvah of kisui adam. Why is that? Because over here, by kisui adam, for Shlomo Eger, tzarech yin. Came and shalom, because over there you're telling me, the loyom return, like so, the Torah didn't say there's an iser. And therefore, on Shabbos, where you can't do it, so you're an einus on the mitzvah, there's no iser involved, so put the talis on. And just like, as we said, a house that has no mezuzah, or a house that has no mica, there's no iser to live in a house without a mezuzah, you're just missing on the mitzvah. So over here also, when you over here have a mitzvah to go cover the damud offer, and you can't be mekayim the mitzvah, fine, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah, you're an onus on the mitzvah. So therefore you shouldn't go ahead and shech the animal. You want to shech the animal. And therefore, then will come a chiyuv, a mitzvah say, to do kisei adam. You can't do kisei adam. You're nainus. You have no offer. You have no offer. There's no offer here where you are. Or it's on yontif that you didn't prepare, and you have no yontif. You have no offer. So there's no iser involved. There's no iser to eat this chicken without kisei adam. It's the mitzvah that you're missing on the mitzvah. On the mitzvah, you're nainus. There's nothing wrong with going ahead and putting yourself in the situation. You're there. You're there anyway. You're already in the situation. So just like I'm allowed to put on the dalit kamvis, and afterwards I don't have to worry about the tzitzis not being on it because there's nothing I can do. There's no iser, it's just a mitzvah. And a mitzvah I can't do anyway. So therefore I'm allowed to wear the talus without the tzitzis. So here too, let me shech the chicken. The fact that I can't cover the blood doing the mitzvah kisei adam, on that I'm an onus. There's no dirt here. It's yontif. I can't dig dirt up. So let me go ahead and shech it. Why is the Shulchan Aruch saying, Misha'ein lo offer lechasas lo yishchit? Why can't I shech? What is the difference between Hilchus Shechita, Lagabi Kisei Dam, and Hilchus Tzitzis, Lagabi wearing the towels? That's what Shlomo Yeger's Kasha, and he blibes with a Tzorachian. He stays with a Kasha Tzorachian. What is the difference between the two? Why is there, here we are Makbid, and there we're not Makbid? Here we say, you may not Shech, because if you Shech, you're going to be Mevatel a Mitzah, say you're going to negate a Mitzah. And over there, we don't say you may not put on the towels. So you need to put on the talus, put on the talus. And we don't see you negating a mitzvah. We don't see the bitul mitzvah. What's the difference? That's the famous Kav Shlomo Yeger. Many terutzim said on this. We'll say two of the terutzim the Velt says. We'll perhaps say a third way. So here are the kasha. So the kasha is, what's the difference over there? That we, in tzitzis, we allow it, and over here we do not allow it. Allow you to go ahead and miss on a mitzvah. There's no issur in either place. It's just a matter of missing out on the mitzvah. So there's a teretz in the Chelkas Yoyev. Chelkas Yoyev, the big Talmidim of Avnei Nezer. The Chelkas Yoyev says a teretz that there's a difference between this mitzvah and that mitzvah in the sense, what is the mitzvah on? There's a halacha, as we know, the inyan of a mitzvah that's in the cheftza and a mitzvah that's on the gavra. What does that mean? There's a mitzvah that has to do with the thing itself, with the article itself. There's a mitzvah that has to do with the person, for instance. Over here, we look at this mitzvah, kisoy dam, we say, okay, it's a halacha in the person, he has to even chasid adam. Not so fast. The Gemara says, what if the wind blew dirt and covered the blood? You're pater from lachasas, pater from lachasas. So you see from there, it's not necessarily a din in the gavra, a din in the person to do the mitzvah, it's a din in the dam that has to be covered. It's less a din in the gavra and more a din in the cheftza. It's more, those are fancy terms, but in Pashup Shad, it's less a halacha in the person and more a halacha in the dam that needs to be covered. It's not that you have to cover, it's the dam has to be covered. It's not the pile, it's the nifal. It's not the active, it's the passive. It's not the fact that I have to do it, it just has to be done. If that's the case, that it has to be done, and here you're not going to do it, well, that's chomer already. Be quiet. Because you can't compare it to tzitzis. By a talus, what's the halacha by a talus? There's no din in a talus needs tzitzis. We can have 50 talasim in the house, and none of them can have tzitzis. And it doesn't bother anybody. If we're not planning on putting it on, what's the problem? The issue only becomes an issue the moment you put it on. It's halacha in you, the person. You, the person, cannot wear a talus without talus. You, the person. And now you, the person, are an onus. You, the person, can't. You can't. Okay, you can't, you can't. Onus, pater rachmana. You can't. The Torah says you're exempt. You can't, you can't. So you can. So go ahead and put on the talus. Either talus doesn't have tzitzis, the talus doesn't care about having tzitzis. Proof of that is that the talus would be in the drawer. It doesn't need tzitzis. It's only because you need tzitzis and you can't do anything about it. You're an onus. It's Shabbos. You can't do anything about it. So you're exempt. You're exempt. So go ahead and put it on. Mashein came by the dam. The dams of the Chelkas Yoiv is a din in the Chayfetz. So yes, you are exempt. But what about the dam? The dam still needs to be covered. You, the person, it never was about you, the person. It was always about the dam being covered. So you're going to shech, and you're going to be exempt. You're going to be exempt, but the dam is still laying there uncovered. The dam is still laying there, and all this mitzvah was all about the dam, not about you covering the dam. It was about the dam being covered. And after you go ahead and shech, the dam is still going to be uncovered. So what is it going to help me that you're an onus? The dam is still uncovered, and that we need to avoid. Mashenka about a talus is no din that the talus is a problem being without tzitzis. It's you cannot wear it, but you have an excuse. you're an onus, you have an excuse, but that excuse won't fly by the kisui dam. Because by the kisui dam, I care that the dam needs to be covered. The dam needs to be covered. So the fact that you have an excuse is not going to help us. The dam is still not covered. Mm-hmm. An example would be, you have a job to do. So if the pshat is you need to work and you have an excuse, you bring a paper, you bring a note from home, and you excuse yourself, okay, you're excused. But if the job needs to be done, what is it going to help you that the note is brought from home? The job wasn't done. What do I care if you bring a note from Meyerdick? The note was up, but the job wasn't done. We're in trouble. But if all we needed was you have to do something and you have a note to excuse you, Meyerdick, that's the difference here. Tzitzis is just that you should do it. You have a note from home. You're an honest. It's Shabbos. I can't do anything about it. You're exempt. Mashain can over here, but the dam, you can have a note, Hank Bismorgan, today to tomorrow, but the dam needs to be covered. The job has to be done. The job has to be done. We can't let you get away with it. That's the Chukos Yeres Teretz. The Stipler says a Teretz. Stipler says a Teretz. A Teretz, you take a look at what you're rectifying and what you're missing. If you go ahead and a person has a talus today, on Yontif, on Shabbos, and he doesn't wear it, then he's going to wear it without tzitzis. Fine. So we say to him, you know what? You're missing out on a mitzvah. So what's the eitzah? So what are you going to tell him? Wait till tomorrow? Does he gain anything if he waits till tomorrow? No. Tomorrow is tomorrow. It has nothing to do with today. When it comes to tzitzis, a talis, today's mitzvah has nothing to do with tomorrow's mitzvah. I can wear a talis today. Does that have any significance for tomorrow? Tomorrow I need to wear a talis with tzitzis. Tomorrow my talis needs tzitzis. If I didn't wear it today, does it have significance tomorrow? Also not. Zok the stipler, if that's the case, a guy is an onus. So he's an onus. What are we going to tell him? Don't put it on. What are we gaining? Tomorrow he'll be able to wear tzitzis. The fact he wears it, doesn't wear it today, it doesn't bother us, one, because he's an honest. So we don't lose anything by accepting his excuse. Nashenkim by the dam, if he doesn't do it today, this very dam will be covered tomorrow. Tomorrow he will be finding offer. Tomorrow it's in the weekdays, he will find offer. So this very dam will get covered. So if that's the case, we gain by waiting till tomorrow. We gain, so wait. Buy the talus, you gain nothing by waiting until tomorrow. Why? Because even if I wear the talus today, I'll still have a mitzvah tomorrow when I put on the talus. So I don't gain by waiting until tomorrow. So I might as well put the talus on today and rely on the oinus or rely on my excuse. But by the dam, if I wait till tomorrow, I gain a lot. Because then I will never have the problem with the dam. Because I won't shech this animal. There will be no, this chicken. There will be no blood around. I won't lose it. So I won't lose anything. Now tomorrow, there will be blood around. I'll cover it. So therefore, there's what to gain by waiting. There's what to gain by waiting. It's a disciple. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says you have to wait. But by the talus, you're not gaining anything by waiting. Today's mitzvah, tomorrow's mitzvah, they have nothing to do with each other. So what's the point of waiting? So you're an onus. You have an excuse. Go ahead and wear the talus. That's a stipulous teretz.
What about
mezuzah? Mezuzah is the same thing. If you're an onus today, you can't find the mezuzah. So go live at the house. Because tomorrow you'll have the mekayim mitzvah. You're mekayim mitzvah all the time. What a mezuzah. You're always mekayim mitzvah. It's the same as you're always mekayim mezuzah to the point. You know, now's not the time for that. Ricky Vager has a tzad to say that you should make a brach every time you come back into the house. It brings a chidor. Yeah, because you have a new mitzvah all the time. You see that also Dovra Melech, who's talking about a mitzvah, he has all the time. They bring rice in there. A mitzvah, pashas, a mezuzah is a constant mitzvah that one has. It's a constant mitzvah, it's not one and done. It's a mitzvah, yeah, it's always a mezuzah up there. It always has a mitzvah. Because if a yid's looking for more mitzvahs, if there be every time it's only when it's up, so you should take it down and keep putting it up. You want more mitzvahs, take it down and put it up. The answer is no. Once it's up, it's a constant mitzvah. It's a constant mitzvah. That's the type of thing. Perhaps one could say another Teretz. Rashi says an interesting lashon over here. Rashi, when he comes to Kisui Adam, he says that the Kisui is the end of the Shechita. The kisu is the end of the shechita. It starts with shechita. Lo yigmar maisa shechita dahainu hakisui. Rashi relates the kisu to shechita. The Rosh and Chulin also does that. The Rosh and Chulin brings a bahag that says you should make. We're not knowing like this. It says we should make the brocha of the kisui after the kisui. Why is that? Where we ever hear of making a brocha on a mitzvah after the mitzvah? So the Bahag says, because you're in the middle, you can't. You make it before, but when you're in the middle, you can't make a bracha. If you're going to do it before the kisui, you're in the middle of the mitzvah. Why in the middle? Because you shechted the behemah. Now you're in the middle. The end is to be mechas. You're in the middle. So therefore, you could only do it at the end. The Rosh argues for other reasons. But the Paiskim over there say, the Rosh holds like the Bahag. It's the middle of the mitzvah. But there's other technical reasons you can't make it at the end. So therefore, our minhag is to say it in the middle.
Why can't you make it at the beginning according to the Rosh?
Because it's too early. It's over the over. It's too far removed.
Is
before the Shechita. So now, the Emes Advarim is, in Taryag Mitzvah, Shechita is one Mitzvah, Kisur Dam is another Mitzvah, according to most Maida Mitzvahs. And that's true. But that doesn't separate them as being two separate things. You have in some Karbonis two parts, which are two Mitzvahs. But the Pshat is, it's one set, it's one project to take this animal, Shechta and Kisur, Rashi is Mefurish. Kisur is the Seif Shechita. Kisur is Seif Shechita. In other words, the Rebbeinu Shalem, the Ratzon HaTorah is, this is what you got to do now. You got to do Shechita and Kisur. When you do it, you get credit for two different mitzvahs, right? Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'zak Yisrael, Fikach Hir Balem Torah Mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated, made more mitzvahs. So there's more mitzvahs that the Rebbeinu Shalem made, but it's really one project with two mitzvahs. Masha'en came, that's the case. It's very different than tzitzis. By tzitzis, I didn't do anything yet. So now I'm going to put on my talis. Now the chiyuv starts. Before I put on the talis, there's no chiyuv at all. So I didn't start anything. I went ahead and I was mechasu. Now I put on the talis. Okay, put on the talis. Now I have a chiyuv. Now I wake up at a chiyuv. On that we say he's an onus. We say go ahead, put it on. Mashenkin over here. What are we going to tell you? Shecht. You're going to shecht. And now you already are in the middle of the project. And now you're going to stop. That we're not going to allow. If you're in the middle of the project, to go ahead and be mevatel a mitzvah where you're in the middle, that you can't. When you didn't start, you're just putting it on, so you never got a chiyuv. Because the moment you're putting it on, you can't put on tzitzis, your nightness. So it comes out, you never became a shaykh to the chiyuv of this mitzvah. But over here, by Kisur Dam, perhaps one can say, that if you start, you're going to do shechita, so you already started this. You started this, and now in the middle you're going to stop. That you don't have a shush to do.
No, by the time you're done the shechita, and you already considered the shechita, you're an oinus.
You're an oinus, but you're an oinus in the middle of a mitzvah, when after a chiyah began. Because if you Rashi and the Bahag, shechita and kisui is one. So here, you're an oinus at the beginning, when the chiyah kicked in, you're an oinus already at the beginning. Here, at the beginning, you weren't an oinus. You did shechita. You started the right way. And now, in the middle of the same mitzvah, you have an onus that you can't do. You can't go into a mitzvah where you're going to begin and become an onus in the middle when the chiyuv already descended upon you. Mm-hmm. Because when you shecht an animal, you have a chiyuv. And you started the mitzvah. You started the maisa mitzvah. So starting a maisa mitzvah and not being able to complete it, that's a chsor. Mashenkin over here, where you're not even starting. You put it on and the mitzvah now begins. I didn't start anything. There's no mitzvah in Levisha. The mitzvah is, now that I'm lovish, puts it on. The mitzvah never began. Mitzvah never began. So I never became a bar chiyuv in the mitzvah. I put there, but over here, I began the mitzvah. Kisu is the hashlama, is the end of shechita. That I don't wish us to do.
Why can't he plan the hashlama for tomorrow when it's mutter?
Because you're not allowed to, you're not, because the dam will be dried up already. You can't do that. I mean, it might be that you'll have it there. But pasha, the dam is not going to be dried up. So that you're not allowed
cover.
To. Yeah, you're not allowed to. It'll be gone. It'll be evaporated. You're not allowed to do that.
If a person starts, does the shechita.
Correct.
And all of a sudden, all dust disappears. Does he get a mitzvah for shechita?
So
how could it be that's one mice if he's getting a mitzvah for shechita?
So that you're asking a good question. Shad is, it's two different chalak of the mitzvah. I'll give you an example. Even over there, it's in Tayyat. We do svira every night. We make a separate bracha every night. But they're still certainly related. They're certainly related one to the other, whether or not we hold like the shita that if you miss one night, you lose out.
So if you make the bracha without saying the date,
Related. Yeah, it's because we have a suffix and a machlekes. But either way, they're definitely related. The Rashi, I'm just quoting a Rashi and a Rosh. I mean, Rashi is mefurish. Lo yigmer maisa shchita dahaino akisui. It's the end of the shchita. It's Rashi's words, not mine.
An example of one mitzvah is if a guy makes a bracha on a luluf and he shakes luluf. Because if he does the bracha without the luluf, there's no mitzvah.
That's correct.
So that,
because there's only
same,
one maisa. You're
but
right.
Here, but here it's so different.
It's one maisa, it's one mitzvah that involves two maisim. You get credit in Tayyak for two, but it's one long thing. Rashi and the Rosh call it a gemar.
If you do shechita, there's no blood. Let's say the animal's no blood, right?
Yeah,
you still got it.
Yeah, because you're not
so
right away.
But it's two separate mitzvahs.
Right. Right. Right here. Maisa, like I say, we gave the other chalkzir of teretz. It's a push in a different mouth, but you have to. We're here to schmooze about the terutzim. It's Beis Hashem. I hear. Okay, let's move on. In the Inyan, the beginning of Achrei Mois, Avoida of the Kohen Gadol, right? Avoida of the Kohen Gadol. And Yom Kippur, and it says over here, when the Kohen Gadol comes in, Zalacha, V'chol Odom, Nobody may be in the oil mayad in the Beis Hamikdash proper in the Hechel when he comes lachaper b'kodesh ad seisa v'chip adoy b'beisa kaklal Yisrael. Chol Adam, nobody's allowed to be there. There's truly an amazing, we wouldn't be able to say this. Chazal can say this, we can't say this, but it's truly an amazing Chazal to say this. And it gives us a whole new asada. Oh, okay, that's expressive. So the Amar de Kasoga over here, the Gemara says about Shimon at Tzadik, it's a Gemara in a couple of places, Gemara in Yumin, a Gemara in Menachis. Shimon at Tzadik, the Gemara says, every year he went, obviously he was for 40 years, he was the Kohen Gadol. And the last year of his life, he said to the Olam, B'shana Zuhu Meis, he said on himself, he's going to die this year, he's going to be Nifter this year. Omer later said to him, how do you know, Shimon at Tzadik, how do you know, Ibsanovi, how do you know? He said, because every Yom Kippur, I have a zokin echad, lovish levon, I have a zokin, an elderly person, an elder dressed in white, wrapped up in white, ot of levenim, and nichnas imi v'yatza imi. He comes in and out with me. He doesn't go all in alone. It's frightening to go in alone. Kayish kadoshim. After Shimon HaTzadik made Kehanim, didn't make it out. And obviously that potential was always there. So Shimon HaTzadik had a schus, he had an elder wrapped up in white, dressed in white, and wrapped in white, that came in at the Baglait. He accompanied him in and out. And this year, the Zokin Echa was Lovas Shchayim V'Otu Shchayim. He was dressed and wrapped up in black. Nichnas Imi V'Layotz Imi. He came in with me and he didn't come out with me. Acharegla after Yontif, sick for 7 days, and he was Nifter. Okay.
The vision that he had? It's a real person.
So Frek the Taisis Yishonim over here, and Taisis Menachas brings the same Kasha. It's really a Yishalmi. The Yishalmi brings our parsha. V'chol Adam le'yeh ba'ayel mayid. What do you mean he saw an elder with him? He saw, it was real. It wasn't just, he was fantasized, he was real. It wasn't his imagination, he saw. Frank the Yishalmi, a pasuk, it can't be. V'chol Adam le'yeh ba'ayel mayid. So what are you going to say, Pashit? It's a malach. So the Yishalmi, b'chazal, we darshan from this pasuk, Chol Adam la'yib chol, every Adam. What's the chol? Afilu oisam shekosub emufneim pnei Adam. Even those who aren't a real Adam, but their face looks like an Adam. Who is that? Malachim. Afilu oisam chol Adam la'yib ayamayim. Even Malachim can't be here. So a Malach can't be there. So what's going on? What is this figure dressed in white with him? Sokti Yushalmi, kvoid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Haya. Kvoid. Is something that only Chazal can say. Kvoid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibush Talein, the Rebbeinu himself, was there with Shimon HaTzadik. Okay, it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's Chizoyin of Chayre, Yisah Chayre, Rishim Sah Chayre, Panal Eiro. Shimon HaTzadik had the merit, it was beyond our comprehension, Yushalmi, Kvoid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kvoid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see one thing for certain here, that a malach can't even be there. The Eibush Elayn had to be there. There's another medrash. The medrash is Chol Adam Lo Yia Ba'al Mayid. Chol Adam. Every person can't be there. So the medrash, even the Kohen Gadol himself can't be there. Chol Adam Lo Yia Ba'al Mayid. Even him, he's not an Adam. He can't be there either. So how is he there? So the medrash, he becomes a malach. When he goes into Kodesh Kadosh Yom Kippur, he at that point, he just loses his attachment to this world. He becomes a malach, just regains his human form when he comes out. That's the dark. Obviously, later in Bayis Sheni, they weren't Zaycha, they died. They couldn't, there wasn't something for them. Many of the Kehanim who weren't Roy died. They had to tie a rope around them and schlep them out. L'chayra, these two midrashim are soiser each other. The first medrash says clearly a malach can't be there. And the second medrash answering how to Kohen Gadol himself to be there because he became a malach. So it's a contradiction. Is a malach allowed? Is a malach not allowed? The Belzer Rebbe of pre-war Europe, Pesach Hadoy, this is a beautiful pshat. What the pshat is, and it's negev for us in our times. He says, Al Pi HaGemara, we know there's a pasuk all the way back in Parshas Bereishis, we find in the Doris, Adam, Sheis, Enosh, Kenim, Halal, we come all the way to towards the end, later on, we find Chanoich. Chanoich. We find Chanoich at the end, and there's the pasuk goes to each of the heads of these Doris. Yered had Chanoich. Vayi Chanoich, he was the father of Shalach, was the father of Lemach, was the father of Noach. Vayishalach Chanoich asolaykim. Chanoich walked with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Vayu kol yimei Chanoich, he lived only 365 years, which was very, 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 very much less than the typical, all these people that are mentioned here in Chumash. It's actually Shailon, Ramban, everybody in the door, or just these people. Vayishalach Chanoich asolaykim. Chanoich went with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Vayinenu, he's not here anymore. Ki lokach asolaykim. Lokach asolaykim. Rashi learns it in a negative manner. The Eibusha took him away. He was a tzaddik, and he was going to go off, and the Eibusha took him away, and he was mace before his mother. I learned the Rashi. Rashi's based on a chazal. It's Rashi's based on a medrash. It's not Rashi. The Rashi bring a medrash. L'maisa in the Masechtas Ketanis, the back of Eidah Zorah, it's Mefurish, a Machlaikis. You see chazal argued on that. Another chazal argued on that medrash. And the Chanoich went to Shemaim alive. Chanoich went up to Shemaim alive, and that's perhaps even more mekubal among the oilam, more than this medrash that Rashi brings out. Chanoich went up to alive. Not only did he go up alive, he became a very special, high-ranking malach that we try to avoid even saying his name. In short, he's known as the Malach Metat, Mem Tes Tes, which is really more oisius, and it's a frightening, awe-inspiring malach that Chanoich became. Became the Malach Metat. L'chayr freitzach de kasha. We needed Chanoich to become a malach. There's not enough malachim shamayim, rivvos, milyonim, b'li misper, malachim and shamayim, as we say these things in davening. Punkt, a person in the early days, Chanoich had to become a malach. If he was so special, so what? Why did he need to be taken? We have other tzaddikim that stay. Why did we need a malach? What's up, some malach? Zot the Belzer Rebbe. Because we find in the Gemara that he had a tafkid. We had in the Gemara he had a tafkid. A tafkid now. Chayru could have used anybody else for this tafkid. Not so posh. Gemara says in Chagiga. The Gemara says, and the Gemara brings that because of this, Acher went off the derech because he had a sighting of this when he was when he went up Nichlas Lepardus. The Malach Metat is sitting. The Gemara says. The Gemara says, here, you can read the Gemara. Mahi, Chozo, what happened to Acher? Chozo, the Malach Metat, this Yavale Rishuso, he was given permission, Lemesav, to sit down. What was he doing sitting down? What was he doing that he was sitting down? So state, Rishus Chodeshaita B'yayma Lemesav, Ulemichtav Zechuso di Yisrael. He was writing the Zechus of Yisrael. Acher saw this, he going off to Derech. How could be somebody, a power sitting, there's more chashon, there's more than one power. And okay, they punished the Malach Metat for that. But whatever it is, what's the Malach Metat's business? Writing Zechus of Yisrael. That's the pshat. We can't hire a Malach to do that. No Malach can do it. Why? You look at Eden. Look at Eden. If somebody, a Malach in Shemayim is a Malach. A Malach. A Malach lives a perfect life. He doesn't have nesyonis, he doesn't have issues, he's not out on the street in Los Angeles, he doesn't have macholos asuris, he doesn't have shilos of bugs in the salad, he doesn't have shilos technology, he doesn't have benon l'chaveri issues. And he looks and sees Yidden doing this, that. He's not going to have a good eye for this. Aber somebody who lived in those terrible days of nesyonis, of Dor HaMabul, where the world became moly hashchosa, and saw how a world can plunge into the abyss mamish, that the world had to be destroyed. And he saw it with his own eyes. And he was able to Yoyim ben Esoyim, one of the few Yechidim that was Yoyim ben Esoyim, Yisal Chanel Zalikim, he can look with a good eye, and he can write Tzchusim for Yisrael. This Chanoich, he's an excellent candidate to be the writer of Tzchusim Yisrael. Dafka, he was taken to be the Malach Metat to write Tzchusim Yisrael. Now let's get back to here. We find in the first medrash that a malach can't be there. Why can't a malach be there? A malach is going to be in the most important place on earth, on the most important time in the year, with the most important person. What's the malach? He's in Kodesh Kedosh and Yom Kippur. When all of the world is shaking, where a psak din is going to come out for the whole world. We want a malach there. A malach is going to look askance at us. What's he going to say good for us, a malach? We need somebody there. Rabbi Yisrael himself is there. What about the Kohen Gadol? A human being can't be there. It's Kodesh Kedosh Yom Kippur. It's too Kodesh for a human being. But the Kohen Gadol himself, who's Oymed ben Nisoyin, he knows the door. He knows the Nisoyin, so he's part of the door. He knows the Nisoyin is the door. That kind of Malach could be in Kodesh Kedosh. That Kohen Gadol could be in Kodesh Kedosh. That's not a problem. The first Malach of the Medrash, just I'm a stranger, a Malach, to be there, that's not good for us. He can't appreciate what we go through. Oh, but the Kohen Gadol himself, he is the ultimate defender of Klal Yisrael. He knows what we go through. The Kohen Gadol of each generation, where he knows what's going on in Klal Yisrael. He knows what's going on in the world. He knows what we have to be oimed on. What nisyonos we have to go through to be an Erlich Yid. He can be our advocate. Dafka, he could become the Malach to stay in Kodesh Kedoshim and do the Avodah for us, for Klal Yisrael, and be a Malamed Tzchus and be a Senegu for Klal Yisrael. There's a difference between that Malach and this Malach. The malach that's a stranger, a malach from the heaven, that's a malach, can't trust him to do anything for us. But malach amongst us, that malach will work for us. And such a yisoid, the yisoid of understanding us, understanding what we go through, our nisyonos. Somebody, only somebody can understand nisyonos, can appreciate nachayi. And if an emes, even we ourselves are not equipped to do that. It's that's why we say, you have to be in his mukim to appreciate what he goes through. If you're not in his mukim, you can't appreciate what he goes through and to go judge him. You have to be mamish in his mukim to understand it. And you can never, never judge a person. You have to be in his mukim. You can understand that pretty literal as well. When he was a child, he was in shul, and happens. I noticed it happens by us in shul too, but I heard the story already, so I know how to deal with it. That people he saw in the shul, he was a child. His father was a chashev rav, Rav Urim, Parmeshlaner, and he saw these two young alike leaving the shul. Nope. He says, they're leaving shul. They're going to miss davening. They missed part of davening. What's with them? Stomach, they're going out, kiddush club or something like that. And he's a child. He says, you know what? I'm going to go tell my father. I'm going to tell my father. They need mussar. I tell my father. My father's not going to believe it. I'm a child. And they're going to deny it. I'm not going to believe it. So what am I going to do? I have to confront them. That's the only way it's going to work. I'm going to confront them. I mean, Hashem Shemayim. I have to confront them to fix them. So Meir Parmeshlan decided he's a child. He'll just follow him, secretly follow him. A child can do it. Follow. They didn't notice him. He follows them outside. How he missed something, I don't know. Kasha Pamais. But he went. He was a child. Followed them out. I figure they're going to go, make a kiddush or something. They go, they walk into somebody's house. He goes, looks inside. There's Nebuchadnezzar there. Needs help. And these two Yidden left because they knew this person needed help. They went and helped. He went running back and he said, now I understand pshat. This child said, now I understand pshat. Al todnes chavercha, don't judge him. Achetagia, till you reach the mukam where they're going. Don't judge them here. You see the people leaving shul. Oh, they're not going out there. Go after them and find out. You can't judge till you get there. I already know the story, so I don't have to follow the chevra. I know where they're going. They're going to do mitzvahs. And everybody else staying put. But there's shdiyel l'kaimah. That's the site, how tief it is. You have to know, you can't judge them. The nesyonos are terrible today, in today's world especially. Nor somebody else who can feel for him. Those are the people who have to pass judgment on somebody else. Till then, you can't pass judgment. That's the story of this. Let's do one other thing. I think it's a big insight here. It was Kulei Hashkafa. Pasuk says, Pasuk, an interesting Pasuk, which Chayre is a very, very difficult mitzvah. It's more than one mitzvah involved over here. When they're moving on to Parsha Kedoshim, it has many, many mitzvahs. And Parsha Kedoshim, it says, don't take revenge and don't hold a grudge against Yidden. Now, on its own is difficult enough. And we're warned, Ani Hashem. And Rabbi Kiva says, so that's difficult enough. The Pasuk starts, the hakdama, the introduction to after hakamaycha is loisika and veloisita. What does it mean loisika and veloisita? And Rashi tells us a chazal. The Rambam brings it down lalacha. Mamash this as well, and says loisika means that Reuven says to Shimon, "Lend me your scythe, your sickle." And he says, "No, I'm not going to. Let me one tool." Next day, so Reuven asks Shimon for a favor to lend him a tool. He says, "No." The next day, Shimon comes to Reuven and says, "You lend me your axe." So you know what loisikim is? You didn't lend me. I'm not lending you. That you're over and issur deraisa. What's loisiter? Loisiter is, okay, I'll lend it to you because I'm not like you. I'm not like you. I'm a better person. You're holding a grudge. Over and issur deraisa. Afterach kamaycha. How is somebody supposed to be mekayim this mitzvah? How is somebody going to be mekayim this mitzvah? How is somebody going to be mekayim this mitzvah? So, you know, this is Amol. Rashi brings down a story from Amol. I'll tell you a story that happened in one of the Ori HaTorah. That somebody came to Shari Torah and said this over. My Shahoya, fellow yeshiva man, moved in to a nice block, a nice frum, Hamish yeshivish block. He moved in. He wanted to cut down on the costs. So instead of, and he's moving from one apartment in the area to another one. So instead of having the moving truck and making it easy on himself and having the schlepper schlep from the moving company, he didn't have money. Figure he'll save. It's not far, block away or two blocks away. He'll take it. So he starts schlepping and carrying, and you know, the first trip, the second trip, he's still a young man. So by the time the 10th trip, and their boxes are svarim and all kinds of things, and then his wife's clothing, so much clothing, and the wife says, so much svarim, and all this is carrying and carrying and schlepping and doing and so many toys. And he sees, you know what, the neighbor, he's got a little truck over here. He's got a van. Whoa, a Meridic idea. Shiva light, no problem. Knocks on the door. He says, I'm your new neighbor. Ah, Shalom Aleichem, beautiful. I see you have a van parked here. You're not using it now. Do you mind if I just took it a block away and put all my stuff one shot right? No, I can't let it. No. Sure. Yeah, might need it. Okay, say it. You can't. Goes, sleeps, another 10 minutes, another half hour, another 2 hours. The van is sitting there doing nothing, collecting dust on the street, doing nothing. And he brings everything home, finally collapses into on the floor, strained physically, mentally. The next day, his new neighbor knocks on the door and says, I see, wow, it's so nice to have you here. I noticed you have it. Beautiful carriage there, child carriage. Do you mind if I took my kid in this carriage and took him a block away? How would we react? So the Hele Gittar, the Rabbi Shem says, Atzibui. It's no different than eating chazer. Loisikaim. Okay, we'll give it to him. Loisiter, don't hold a grudge in your heart. How can we do that? We can do the loisikaim. You know what? We'll master our discipline ourselves. We'll do it. But loisiter? Not to hold it against him? What's the how could a person, how could a human being do that? You have to be a malach. How's it shayach b'chlo? There's two answers to this. They're both the emes lamitai. Let's start with the chinuch. The chinuch in reish, mitzvah, reish, mem, aleph. What are the roots of this mitzvah? And he explains what the roots are. Once you know the roots, you shouldn't have a problem. Person should know that kol asher yikro, whatever happens to him, mitoy v'ro, good or bad, it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it comes through another human being, yeah, when it rains on you outside, when it snows, it's hot, everybody, it's easy to say. Rabbi Yishlom controls the weather pattern. The weatherman said it's going to be dry for the next week, and it's pouring rain. The weatherman said it's going to be hot, and it's freezing. Yeah, everybody knows. The Rabbi Yisrael runs the world. It's the Rabbi Yisrael's world. Everybody understands that. But what about when somebody comes over to you and just gives you a patch, just gives you a slap in the face? There, it's not so easy to say, the Rabbi Yisrael is sending me a slap. It's not as easy as the weather. Because here, what do you mean? This bandit just gave me a slap. It's this guy just gave me a slap. Sokta chinuch, no. Miyad or miyad yishochib, lo yedover bilti rotzen Hashem baruch hu. It wouldn't have happened if the Eibishter didn't want it to happen. If the Rebbein Hashem wanted it to happen, and therefore if you have a tsar or a pain from somebody, you should know that it only happened, just like the weather happened. It happened because HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed it. He willed it because you deserved it. He deserved it. And just aside, this person might not be the biggest tzaddik. Okay, you're megalgalim. The Gemara says megalgalim chayva ayidei chayiv. People that deserve it in a negative way, they're the deliverers of bad things. People megalgalim schus ayidei zakai. People who the Rebbein Shul needs good things to be delivered. Good people have the schus to do that. So this person had his own cheshbon. But why did it happen to you? Why did it happen to you? How did a person give you a klap? Did it happen? Stam? So if the chinuch, no, it couldn't happen unless the Rebbein Shul wanted it to happen. He's a shliach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why did he get deserved to be a shliach? He's got his own cheshbon. But why did it happen to you? Because you needed it to happen to you. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this needs to happen to you. And you have to, that's part of Amunah. So the chinuch, the answer, the chinuch is answering our question. How can somebody come to Lo Sitor? The answer is Pashit. It's not that he denied me the van. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you need to sweat today. You have on a cheshbon and shamayim, you need to work hard and fall apart and be drained physically. That's your cheshbon. Be mekablet ba'ava. Be mekablet yisur ba'ava and get kapar savaynis. This fellow is only an agent from Shemayim to deliver the bad news. Has nothing to do with him. Has to do with you. So if you're looking for an answer, instead of looking askance at him, go to the mirror and frown at yourself. Because it's you, not him. It's you. Don't have a tie on him, it's you. So what are you frowning at him for? It's you. That's what he's saying. So just like we're all maminim, b'nei maminim. And for us, Amuna is not that difficult anymore. Somebody comes to our house and says, it's Shabbos. And you invite him over to your house. He's like, yeah, do you mind if I smoke? Do you mind if I turn the light on? He said, of course we don't do it. He says, why? Because the Rabbinus who created the world in 6 days and today is Shabbos and he doesn't want us to do it. It's Pashatas. We're maminim, b'nei maminim. It's Pashatas. This too has to become Pashatas. Once it's Pashat, there's no problem of Lo Sitor. You won't have the issue. It won't be a kasha. How does the Torah expect me to be malach? It's nothing to do with being a malach. It's just everything's from the Rabbinus. One other pshat, the Rambam. The Rambam, the Emes Kli Yoker talks about this as well. The Rambam, in Hilchus Deis, the Rambam in Hilchus, the end of Hilchus Deis, brings down the same Gemara. And he says, Hanoikas Chaver, somebody did revenge, I'll be shen a loikas, that's wrong, it's bad to take revenge. So what should you do? Royal Amnitz Mavra, Kol Divrei Oyom, just let it go. Let it go. We ask, how can you let it go? Are we malachim? Because Baruch wants to be malachim. So, Duram, I'll tell you an answer. Shakol Eitzel HaMavinim. Anybody who really understands, this is Divrei Hevel B'Havoy. This is all silliness. The Einon Kedai Linkoy Maleim. It's not worth having revenge. As we spoke about last week, Shabbos, it's not worth saying Lashon Hara to that guy. That guy's a bad guy. It's not worth saying Lashon Hara. What, I should give up my Olam Haba to commit this for that guy? Zokta Ramam, this is silliness. What did he do to you? He bothered you. He said Lashon Hara about you. He's taking away some of your money. It's all Divrei Hevel. It's all nothingness. Klei Yoker tells us a mussel. There's a child who built something in the sand. Builds a sandcastle, as children do. And people, they get very, they're very happy about their sandcastle, very proud. It means a lot to them. And then somebody walks through the sand, just bowls it right over. Just not paying attention, walks right through it. Child runs to his father and says, Tata, kill him! He just knocked over my sandcastle. Pit him, lock him up, do something to him. Father looks at his child, gives him a pat on his head. He says, when you grow up, you'll understand. And the child wonders, what will I find out when I grow up? And when we grew up, we understood. Ruining a sandcastle is not so bad. Doesn't deserve being locked up in jail. It's Divrei Hevel V'Havoy. It's silliness. Be Michael, it's okay. He broke your sandcastle. Avram ben Avram, this is a Madrega. Avram ben Avram, the Heilige Ger Tzedek, who's Yor Tzedek Shavuos. When they took him out to be burnt at the stake, all the goymer and his jailers, and they sensed this kedusha after being there and being tortured and seeing him and watching him and following him. Agav, the goyim sent a message to him that he can get him out. The Derech Maifus. And Avram ben Avram said, it's no, he's going to be Mekadosh Hashem. If it comes to Bidarach HaTeva, fine. But to change the Teva, get him out, no, he'll just be Mekadosh Hashem Shem, rather be Mekadosh Hashem Shemayim. He was Mekadosh Hashem Shem. They burnt him on Shavuos. His ashes were buried next, were put in the Vilna Cemetery, and the Goyim was buried next to him. The Goyim was buried next to him. You do him before some tree grew out of there. So Avram and Avram, the Ger Heligiger Tzedek of Poland. So one jailer said to him, we're about to kill you. What's going to happen to us? You're going to go to the Olam HaEmes, and we know what you are. We know that you're right, you're holy. What's going to happen to us? What's going to happen? Are you going to avenge yourself on us when you get to a place of power? You're going to go to the Kisei HaKovod. You're going to be in Shemayim, the highest places. And Avram ben Avram looked at him and smiled and says, and told him this muscle with the sandcastles. Told him this Olam HaHazeh, this whole Olam HaHazeh. And he told him on him himself, when he was a child, he had a story like with the sandcastle. And his father was the baron, the nobleman of the area. He had a koyach to jail and kill people. And he begged his father to do something to somebody that ruined something he built. And his father laughed. He said, of course not. And he says, that's this whole world. It's just that. This whole world, anything in Olam HaHazeh is ultimately silliness. Ultimately, so yes, right now, anything is important. If somebody was mevazas berabim, the world came to an end. The world came to an end. A week later, the world's still standing. 10 years later, you don't even think about it. Unless he's Misita guy. You know, 50 years later, a moment before a person's about to be nifta at 120, it's meaningless. Meaningless. So much of this world is hevel. When a person really understands, the entire Olam HaHazeh is hevel. We need, obviously, a person needs parnosa, no person needs gezunt. Avada, they're all means to an end. But compared to mitzvah satayr, it's divrei hevel vavoy. It's all hevel vavoy. A person has to, if a person understands that, to hold a grudge. For what? What did he do already? Hold a grudge. It's important, not important. Lehevich, if somebody embarrasses somebody, barab, and you hold yourself back, the Gemara says, "All of at that moment, you're at tzaddik yisayin olam. You have a koyach habracha. You do a ma'aser b'chayin kaniyatski. They send people to get a bracha to a person. At that point, you're standing at the top of the mountain. Well, don't worry. So he said something. So what? What's it? It's the end of the world? Nothing to get excited about. That's the pshat yisayin rama. So that we have two tools how to be able to achieve this leisik and leisita, and with that, we'll be mekayim after a kamoich because that's the accession of the pasuk." It moves from Loisika, Loisita, we'll be able to Vafra Chacham. And when we get to there, we'll get to the end of the Pasuk. Ani Hashem, we'll appreciate. Ani Hashem. That everything is the Shechina, and we, our job is to bring the Shechina Beinenu. The Rabbi shall help. We should feel the Shechina Beinenu. We should Mekadosh ourselves as we started to become B'nai Aliyah, Beis Hashem. We should be Zeichet, Abiyah, Sagel, Merv, Yemenu. Amen. Okay.